So, Emily, haven't all of well, what do we know first about the ads? Who's being targeted by them?
Well, what was revealed in this report is actually quite shocking, in that the impact that Russians had on U.S. elections via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google, YouTube was far more pronounced than previously understood, and that in fact Instagram was the biggest weapon. So, if you actually look at the number of interactions, if you will, that users had with Instagram content created by the Russians, we saw 187 million interactions. That's compared to 77 million on Facebook, 73 million on Twitter. Now, all of these are very different platforms, so it's not necessarily apples to apples, but I think the biggest revelation here was the much larger role that Instagram played than we previously knew.
Wow. Okay. And these accounts haven't all been shut down then by now?
Well, the companies have undertaken, you know, very extensive efforts to try to undermine this interaction. However, according to this report that was commissioned for the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, Instagram will likely continue to be a big weapon in the 2020 elections. And what's interesting about Instagram is there isn't a share button, so it doesn't necessarily go as viral, but it sparks a lot of conversation. And so, you know, in the previous instances, if you might have liked one of these posts, you would then be shown several more posts. And the idea was to act as a sort of counter narrative. So they would post pictures of Hillary, but portray her as a bad feminist. They targeted Black Americans. They targeted the LGBTQ community, Christianity, veterans, gun rights advocates, and those opposed to gun rights. And so the idea was to just create even more division and convince people essentially to change their minds by using these viral memes.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have people in this country who are experts, you know, who do market forecasting, what trends to watch out for. It's like these guys have it down. These Russians, I mean.
They did a pretty good job, and what they really succeeded at was getting away with it and having nobody really notice until well after the election was over. And even now that we do understand more about what they have done and what they have been doing, it's going to be difficult to catch up. I mean, we've heard Mark Zuckerberg say this is an arms race. Their tactics are going to continue to change, and it's going to be a matter of whether or not these companies can keep up, you know, that will determine how much of an impact they will have. But absolutely, they're still out there. They are trying to sow discord even as we speak. And, you know, it's really up to the companies to try to prevent these messages from spreading, and also, to a certain extent, the companies would say up to users to try to identify it, which is really difficult.